supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what did researchers find out about age, or rather it was how old people felt, and their sex life?
Well, they studied it. It was a substantial study, Mike, and it was over 1,000 people, and they ranged in age from 40 to mid-70s. So they had a good span. And what they found is the closer people felt to their age, the less they enjoyed sex. When people felt younger than their chronological age, the more they enjoyed sex.
Did they offer any explanation as to why that might be?
None. No explanation, which leaves it wide open to all kinds of interpretations. But, you know, we know for life itself, the way you think about it affects the way you experience it.
So what do you make of this? Does this make sense to you?
Well, in a way it does. In a way it does. The question is, how do you experience your body? How do you experience your sexuality? And how do you define good quality sex? You know, when we make love when we're young, you know, teens to 30, you know, it's all about the physical passion and the excitement and the orgasm. But if you allow yourself not to be wed to what it was, what it is as we age, is more intimate, it's more tender, and it's less goal-oriented. And that really opens the door to lovemaking.
What does it take to get there, though? I would think it would require a positive attitude toward my own body.
I don't know about a positive attitude. It would be accepting of your body. That's very different. You know, you can look in the mirror and you know, feel your body is overweight. It's not as attractive as it used to be. But if you see the beauty in it, you know, if you accept it for what it is and find that it's attractive in its own right, you know, it's kind of accepting ourselves and our partners for who we are and what we are.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure.